Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I had to think about it for a second there.
You stopped saying award-winning. Why is that?
Because we haven't won an award in a few months.
Oh, man. But you made all the awards we won.
Well, no, that's not true.
That is technically not true.
No, we've won legitimate awards.
We have won legitimate awards.
But until then, I did make a few up so I could call ourselves award-winning.
Right.
Yes.
Now I know. It's all a bed of lies. Mostly.
That's Stephen Julian, by the way. I'm Mike, and welcome to our show, our award-winning show.
Hope to be award-winning show.
Yes, but you know what? We've outdone ourselves. We've got some great guests today.
We have fantastic guests.
We're going to have some more fun today, as we do every single week for what, almost 6 years now.
I'm going to start crying, Mike.
Yes. Anyway, let's go fly a kite after the show.
You said that before.
Yeah,
man.
That's inside.
And all
joke
I could
there.
Think of was Love American Style or something. I don't know. It was a little weird.
Yes. Now you're really really dating yourself now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Joining us on the program today, and they're probably wondering why they're here.
The door's locked. They can't leave.
Okay. Good. Natasha Listen is here with Smile Creations Dental. We also have Ashley Lale from Benko Dental. And also joining us is Vanya and Kareem Hodrick with, I'm trying to do this without my reading glasses.
Then yes. I should do it.
With WellSource
Integrative Health Solutions.
Thank you very much.
We'll do a much better introduction when it's their turn.
I thought that was fine.
It was okay.
Yeah,
it was highly
adequate.
I thought it was
award winning, actually. Natasha, listen, Smile Creations Dental, she's the CEO. Wow. Natasha, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Tell us all about Smile Creations Dental.
So we are a general dental practice serving the Suwannee and actually more of Johns Creek area as well. I am the owner as well as the dentist there. So we love to serve the families in the community. We see kids, adults, grandparents. We see everybody and just provide the general dental care in the area.
Tell us about your background. How long you've been in business? How long you've been a dentist?
So I have been a dentist for 11 years. I actually went to Boston University. I like that Red Sox.
Terriers.
There you go.
Go Sox. Yeah.
Go right. Sox. And go Braves as well.
Amen.
Of course. I went to Boston University. I've been practicing for 11 years now. And we moved to Atlanta about 6 years ago. I was practicing in other locations before I realized that, you know, I wanted something of my own. And 2016, I created Smile Creations Dental and not looking back.
Nice. Doctor, listen, I'm going to give you some shocking news.
No way.
As everybody drives around the Suwannee and Johns Creek area, there's a lot of dentists out there.
There are.
Right?
There are.
And there's a lot of good people who take care of people. But I have a feeling there's something very different about what you guys do. What sets you guys apart?
Well, there's a lot of things that set us apart, but I really think it comes down to how we treat our patients. We want to make sure that all of our patients are comfortable. We realize there's a lot of dental anxiety, and sometimes it's hard for people to even come through the office. It's a difficult task. So we try to make sure that we have, you know, all the comforts that people want. We offer nitrous, we have TVs and headphones, so somebody can catch up on their latest Netflix movie while getting their filling. We try to make sure that we follow up with patients after the visit as well. We want to make sure they're comfortable. We ask them, you know, do they have any questions, concerns after they get their procedures done? And really, we just want to make sure that they understand that we are always there for them. I know nowadays with people's busy schedules with family and work, it's hard to even get an appointment. We provide early appointments. We provide late appointments. We're even open on Saturdays. And honestly, if someone just can't come in, we will always make something work for them. So I really just believe in the whole, we're very customer oriented and we really try to take care of our patients.
I think the general public's general opinion of the dental industry, that it's more, hey, I got to fit into their schedule. I got to fit into the dentist's schedule rather than them trying to fit into mine. So early and late and Saturdays, that's a huge thing of, hey, look, I just want to help. How can I help you?
Right? Exactly. And we really try to follow up with our patients, schedule all of their appointments for them, even if it's not in our office. Even if, you know, if you're anything like me, you go to a primary care physician and you get that little paper that says referral, it'll sit in your car for a month before you actually do anything about it. We try to prevent that.
Yeah.
We really go the extra step to try to schedule those appointments and make things as easy as possible.
It stays in your car for a whole month.
Sometimes more.
Okay, as you say.
My car is a little scary.
Obviously, it's more than just cleaning teeth. Talk about other services you provide. I know teeth whitening is very popular these days. Do you offer that as well?
We have teeth whitening. We have implants, crowns, Botox. We have the latest and greatest technology and materials. You know, there's so many advances in the medical field as well. So really try to keep up with that, keep up with the advances in the research. Recently, it's been showed that sleep apnea is a major contributor to grinding. So dentists are pushed to look for that in people, you know, this could literally save people's lives. Mm-hmm. And then I have some wonderful reps who provide me with the best materials in town for prevention. We can prevent cavities now before even picking up a drill. And
if only that rep could be here to talk to us.
Right? We're going to have to make a phone call.
Little foreshadowing here on the show.
That's a good tease. Wow, you're like a pro.
You talk about anxiety these days, but for someone that maybe hasn't been to a dentist in a while, what's out there right now, and you talk about the technology, it's so different from when we were kids and getting a cavity filled these
days.
I mean, there really is. The things you can do, there's no pain. There should be no anxiety, no fear.
Exactly. I mean, first of all, you've got your headphones on, and hopefully you're not even listening to me or the drill. We have, you know, so many things that help us provide great care that's painless care. We have digital x-rays now. You don't have to have those big paper films. Everything's on the computer. I pull up your teeth and show you all your cavities and photos. I take photos of your teeth and I can actually show you, hey, you've got a cracked tooth, or, you know, this is what's going on. So you don't necessarily have to understand. You just have to look and see.
We're talking with Dr. Natasha Lisson. She is with Smile Creations Dental. You said at the very beginning of the interview that you guys are very family-oriented.
Yes.
I think, again, there's something that's different. I think some people, well, we just focus on kids or we just focus on adults. How do you create, you know, what do you do with your practice that makes it open to the whole family? Because I think there are a lot of families who go, if we can all go to the same place, that's fantastic.
Exactly. So I think a lot of it actually kind of starts out with the female in the household. They end up
mama ain't happy.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody happy.
Exactly. They end up being that guinea pig that first comes in, and then after that you see the husband come in, and then after that, you know, we also have young children that come in that aren't quite comfortable with us yet, but then they see mom and dad are going through the procedures and they're having a great time. So then we're able to see the younger kids. So just as the family, each person trickles in, they learn to trust us, and they like the care that they receive, and so they send their family members our way.
I want to ask a few more specific questions about the practice, because I'm considering maybe becoming a new
Woo-hoo.
Patient now.
Come on in.
And that would be because you're, you know, in my neck of the woods there in Suwannee. Number of besides yourself, other dentists in the office?
Just me.
Oh, so I get.
I'm it.
Oh, wow. So I get the top top person every time.
There you go, every time.
Not that I have problems. I don't have cavities. I think I'm pretty good with my teeth. But if someone needs a root canal, things like that, do you do much of that in-house or do you use referrals?
So we do a lot of things in-house. There are certain root canals that we do in-house. But at the same time, I rely on a lot of specialists in the area as well. We work with the most highly trained.
The best of the best.
The best of the best. And like I said, we schedule those appointments and we work closely together with them. I meet with them all the time and just make sure that you're getting the best care that you can get.
You work with most insurance plans?
We do.
Should I just fill out the form right now while I'm here?
I was going to say, we've gone from interviewing the business owner to Mike finding a good dentist.
Woo-hoo. All right.
This has been a very it's been a very profitable show for her already.
Sign here and let us swipe your credit card and we'll get you on file.
Because I know a lot of folks these days, you know, dental insurance is nothing these days, really. But some people don't have it. Do you work with people that are not insured?
We work with people who are not insured. We work with people who do have insurances. We work with most PPO plans. So we really just make it work.
Well, I was going to say that. So now let me jump in. My experience, you know, dental insurance, it is hard to get that. And if it does, the only way it really becomes profitable to the consumer is if you have other stuff going on. But there are a lot of good kind of pay plans, payment plans, or, you know, hey, this card will get you a discount. Yep. So I'm sure you guys, almost nothing out there that you guys can't help with. Right.
Exactly. And there's other services. There's care credit.
And do you guys give any counsel on that? I mean, I know you don't want to. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys would have an opinion and go, look, if you don't have dental insurance, here's what we recommend.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, we have, we can actually apply for you online. So this is something that our office manager definitely helps every individual with.
So Mike, that's a differentiator because I don't know what your experience has been. So I'll let you behind. I don't have a lot of cavities, but I have a couple. But it's some offices are like, we can't give you any advice. You just find a good program, and you know. So
and this may sound kind of weird, but my experience with some of the ones I've gone to. Well, I've gone to the same one for a long time now. They're too big, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. They're more corporate owned. They have multiple locations. You don't have that personal service where you really feel like you know the dentist.
That's exactly what it is. And that's actually, you know, when I opened this practice, that was one of the reasons I opened was because the high-paced practices, you know, you don't have time. You don't have time to sit down and talk to a patient to get to know them, to really build that connection. So that's something that I really wanted to do differently.
And she got the Boston connection, too. So I got my Boston connections as well, so...
So I'll know when you've gone to the dentist because you'll come in and said, hey, I parked the car back there. You'll slip into the Boston.
Exactly. We'll be talking about the 2018 World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Uh-huh.
Or Braves.
It's getting close.
So we'll see.
Anyway, either one is fine with me.
That's okay.
I know we could talk forever, but Natasha, for those that would like to find out more, go ahead and give your website and definitely your location.
Sure. So we are located at 3245 Peachtree Parkway. We are in the Public Shopping Center at Laurel Springs. You can reach out to us on the phone, 470-239-8110. We're also on Facebook at Smile Creations Dental, and our website is smilecreationsdental.org.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Natasha. Listen, with Smile Creations Dental here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Great to meet you.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
And next time you see me, I'll be like, ah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
Listen, we're going to go right on to our next guest because there's a connection here. So we'll take care of our commitment to our sponsors after that. Because
Dr.
our next
Listen
guest
gave us a lot to chew on.
Yes.
Right? Oh, like
that was bad.
That was bad. Wrong.
Ashley Lael is here with Benko Dental, and you're not a dental practice, but you provide a lot of the equipment and things that Natasha would need. Talk about what your company does.
Yeah, so we are the largest privately owned dental distributor. So everything that Dr. Listen uses in the office, from helping her build the office to the chair that you would sit in to the mean tools that they get to use in there.
Mean tools?
Yeah. Into the fun toothbrushes that you get to leave with. I sell everything
Oh,
in
really?
Between.
From A to Z?
A to Z.
So a dental distributor, basically everything a dentist gives you or uses, you guys provide.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So yes. If I open a dental practice, I just need to get with you and I can get everything?
Yes. We are completely full house from top to bottom.
Now, Trevor and Speedo. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things Dr. Listen said was she wanted to be more family-oriented, wanted to be more community-focused kind of that small private practice. Is that your niche? Is that smaller practice?
Absolutely. Benco, since we're privately owned, we usually like to stick with the privately owned dentist. We're still family owned, so we like to help family practices.
Wow.
Yes. Benco has a cool story. Benco, Benjamin Cohen, actually started the company. He would hop on a train from New York to Pennsylvania with one bag of dental tools. And then his son, Larry, who is still with us and is an amazing guy, he took the practice over, or the company over. And then Larry's two sons, Rick and Chuck, are the currently managing partners.
All right,
so third generation.
So Ben hopping on a train.
Yes.
Early 1900s.
We've been in business for quite some time now.
Several decades.
People have had teeth.
Yes.
Benco Dental's been in business.
Nice.
Yes.
So, and again, Dr. Listen kind of mentioned this. There are so many changes going on in dental practices. What are some of the best new things coming down the pike for that you guys can provide to dentists that dental practices that we get to benefit from?
Oh, absolutely. So Dr. Listen hit all of them on the head. The technology that she gets to use, it's pain-free. There's no longer any mean tools that they have to use, which is great. And new science and new technology benefits to different products all the time. So instead of, have you ever heard the term, let's wait and watch that? You're at a dentist.
Yes, yes.
And it's great. We have new materials that you don't have to wait and watch, so you can get the problem fixed beforehand, so you don't have to come back in 6 months and then have a cavity. All about prevention.
Wow.
So floss your teeth, please.
Ashley, you're a territory representative for Benco Dental. What's a day look like for you? What's a territory representative do each day?
I have a really cool job, I have to say. I get to meet...
Wait, cooler than ours?
Yeah,
we get to do
awesome.
This every day.
It's pretty
I don't get
awesome.
To do this every day.
Well, that's
I have
that's,
to go do financial
that's,
advising.
That's your issue. That's not mine.
No, well, anyway, I don't want to get into a fight.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're flying kites later, so let's get back to Ashley.
So you guys get to talk all day to great people. So do I. So I have the amazing experience working with amazing doctors like Dr. Listen. So I see I cover 150 dentists in the greater Atlanta area out to Athens. So I get to see the same people, but my conversations are different every day because new things and new technology are constantly arising. So it is a fun job.
So I'm sitting here thinking that a lot of times when you're a dentist, I always want to get the newest and the greatest, but you kind of have to parse these things out. It's your part of your job is to kind of help them figure out how they're going to pay for it and how
absolutely.
They're going to, because they're like, hey, I'm still using wet cement inside of fillings and that's not good.
What dentist are you going to?
Yeah, he used to serve in the Old West.
So. Okay. All right.
Yes, my job is definitely to educate them on what's new, how it could benefit their practice, what type of care are we giving to patients now, just keeping them on trend. My job is to take all of the stuff that's constantly being thrown at them and filter it. Hopefully, Dr. Listen thinks I do a good job at
that. You do an awesome job.
Wow.
Like I said, speed dial.
High five.
I can only imagine that maybe you're driving down the street and you pass a dentist office and you go, wait a minute, I got to stop and go in there and introduce yourself to the dentist.
All the time. It's a problem. I'll be driving in a different state and then I will just find the dentist out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, dentist, dental office. I mean, I was actually in Massachusetts in Boston and I found five just like on the highway in a random area. And I was like, these aren't your offices, Ashley. You can't go in them. So
we asked Dr. Listen, she talked about kind of not wanting to go down that too far down that corporate road
mm-hmm.
of big, almost faceless practices. What, as someone who sells to dentists and develops relationships with them, what do you see as the biggest differences between a corporate dental practice and a private dental practice? What are the benefits?
Dr. Listen hit right on the head. It's just faster paced. And then when you're with Dr. Listen, you get a little bit more of more time. And you can have some questions answered. And if there's any concerns or any anxiety, they can be just addressed a little bit better.
So if I were looking for an Amazon-type experience of one click on my teeth and I'm out, I can go corporate. But if I really want to develop a relationship, I want somebody to give me advice, I want someone to hear what I'm saying, what my concerns are, and spend time with me, I would go private.
I would definitely go private. Mm. Again, there would be lots of different arguments on that. You might have somebody follow me after or want to come on the show after saying that. But
you're allowed your opinion.
In my opinion, I say call the office, talk to the office manager, talk to the doctor. If you have questions, you're looking for a particular procedure, You want to go to the office, check it out, ask for a tour. It's very important.
I've got a very important stabbing Mike Wallace question right now. Ooh. Benco Dental, you're in 48 states in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Why not all 50?
We're working on it. Actually, I think we might be there now.
The trains don't go there yet.
Yes.
Who are the two that you're missing?
Actually, no. I think that may have been a little outdated. Oh, I think we're there.
Outdated information.
Yes. So you might be in all 50 and Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Wow.
I know we're in Washington now. We're definitely making the move out west, as we've been saying. We're very East Coast-based for a little while, but New Mexico, Colorado, all those good states out there.
So you get to help sell technology to dentists.
Yes.
Is there a favorite piece of technology that you
do? A 3D scanner, or I'm sorry, a 3D machine. So we call it a CAT scan, cone beam, whatever you want to call it. There's multiple words.
Really?
Yes. Oh, that's a fun thing about dental is there's several meanings for one word. So
a lot of thingamajigs.
A lot of thingamajigs. Yes.
Widgets. Ah, this is where all the widgets were. All right, go ahead.
But the type of information that you can get from a 3D scan is incredible. Like Dr. Listen was mentioning, sleep apnea is huge right now, and you can save and help so many patients with this technology. And the 3D machine will let you diagnose that.
So is it someone sticks their head in something? Is it something that takes a 3D
scan? You bite
scan?
A little bite stick, and this big machine kind of goes around your head.
Just like the old. It's kind of like the X-ray, but I don't have to wear the big lead.
You do have to wear lead aprons still. Oh. However, it's a lot faster, so it's not as painful.
All right.
Can I ask another personal question?
Sure.
I know I kind of got personal earlier as well. My other half, she grinds her teeth.
Mm.
She doesn't even realize she's doing it. When she's sleeping, she's grinding. She wears a little mouthpiece.
Yep.
Is that the best thing for her?
I'll let the doctor answer that.
Yeah, either of you.
So believe it or not, there's actually several things that can be done about it. And this is one of the things that the doctors are looking at right now as well, because we're finding that a lot of people who grind are actually doing so to try to open up the airway in the middle of the night. So by putting a night guard in the mouth, if they do have that small airway, that could actually inhibit the airway a little bit more. So the best way to find this out is actually sometimes it's to get a sleep study. Rule out sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, treat the sleep apnea. But if the sleep apnea is ruled out, then yes, you can do the night guard. There's actually, you can do Botox as well. It hit those muscles.
Botox?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, those strong muscles that are causing you to grind. You can actually put a little Botox in those muscles to relax them, and you're not going to have that severe grind.
Right,
this is why she's one of the best.
I'm going to jump on the same topic. I've been told that it's the jaw, the lower jaw sometimes needs to be kind of positioned forward a little more.
Exactly.
Is that,
so that's exactly what it is, because if you think about it, when we lay back, our jaw actually our jaw drops back. So if you have a small airway, or if you can't breathe in the middle of the night, this is your body when you're waking up and you're grinding, that's your body's way of actually moving that jaw forward. So when you do have sleep apnea, some of those appliances that we can do, yes, they reposition the jaw forward to actually open up that airway so you can breathe.
Wow.
Breathing is a really good thing.
Breathing's a good thing.
Yes. that's
if we've taken anything away from the show today, breathing is a good thing.
I'm writing that down. Dear diary. I learned today that breathing is a very good thing.
We have a lot of businesses and business owners, entrepreneurs, business leaders, executives that listen to our shows here on Business Radio X, and I'm sure many may be in the dental practice business. So for those that would like to reach out to Benco Dental, where can they get more information?
I'm one of the reps. I work with a great team of colleagues, but you can personally reach out to me at 561-307-2765 or call Benco, and they can direct you to your local dental rep.
How do you know the number, national number to call Benco, or should they go
to
Benco?
It's just 1-800-GO-BENCO.
Go Benco. And Benco is B-E-N-C-O,
yes.
Correct?
And the
Benjamin
website?
Cohen. It should be www.benco.com or shop.benco.com.
Wow.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And if they call and say that they heard Ashley on Business Radio X, then, you know, maybe you'll get a train ticket somewhere. That
would
be great.
We do have some great folks, though, everywhere, so you can be taken care of nationally.
Do you still have the mean tools, by the way?
If
I called and wanted a mean tool, could I?
Yes. So Larry, he has an entire museum in our Pennsylvania location of all of the dental equipment from all the decades.
Oh, wow.
It is. So if anybody has some really cool old dental equipment that you want to donate to the museum, give me a call.
Where, and where's that museum?
It's in Pittston, Pennsylvania, where our headquarters are at.
Pittston?
Pittston, Pennsylvania.
Is that Western or Eastern PA?
I'm not sure. I just take a plane there.
All right, I'm gonna throw that in my Google machine while you're doing other things.
All right. Ashley, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And
I appreciate it.
Thank you for bringing Natasha as well.
Of course. She's the greatest. Thank you.
What? Am I allowed to speak now?
You may.
Okay, fantastic. So, as usual, and we're going to have our third guest, and they're going to prove this as well, but Mike, one of the things we love is we love having business owners who love what they do. We love having people who love working for the companies they do, setting up the companies they do, and love is what
makes us. Quit looking in my eyes every time you say that. You're starting to scare me.
Well, we are going to go fly kites, apparently, later. Love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb and think that there's some love between our next two guests.
I know. That's
pretty,
right.
I'm hoping, even if there isn't, they'll probably admit
it.
At least Kareem will.
There is.
Because Kareem's a very smart man. We've got Vanya and Kareem Hodrick, WellSource Integrative Health Solutions. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Tell us about WellSource Integrative Health Solutions and what your company does. Are you in the dental business?
No.
Okay, so we're changing subjects here. Okay.
Sounds like she had a couple of mean tools maybe in her mouth when, at some point.
No. What do you guys do?
Absolutely. We are a health and wellness organization that focuses on the whole person through various coaching, transformational coaching, executive coaching, and success life coaching.
Okay, so Vanya, you're a wellness, you're a managing partner.
Yes.
And a wellness coach.
I am.
And Kareem, your involvement?
Yes, also I'm a health and wellness coach and also managing partner.
Both of you?
Yes.
Wow.
Tell us about how you got in the business.
Absolutely. Well, you know, our journey has really, was similar maybe over 20 years ago, where we were really helping people, but we weren't finding the effects that we were really looking for. So, you know, people would go through like traditional services, which is really great, but they would, continue to return or drop out because of the just lack of effectiveness of just different services that were needed. So we went on this journey to just add in various type of wellness, different wellness services.
And this was 20 years ago or so?
20 years ago, you know, we were on that
journey. You were already together 20 years ago, both of you.
Right.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know if you were already involved.
We were into wellness.
If you were into the wellness and then you came on later, but you came into this together.
Right.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
Right. So, anyway, so after, you know, we got together, we had these, you know, various visions and creative ideas of, you know, what we would like to give to the community and give back to others. We just launched our business in 2010.
So when you guys talk about transformative health and wellness, and you kind of talk about it through professional coaching strategies, leadership programs, so the first thing I thought of is, where would I start? What would be the first thing you would do if I came to you and said, transformative is what I really focused on and that's what I need? Where would you start with a typical client?
First and foremost, we will start with a mini health consultation. And then if the clients want to continue, they get a full wellness assessment, which basically our assessment is modified off of various lifestyle behaviors. So our niche is the nine dimensions of wellness to make people whole. So after the assessment, we come in and we explain to them, you know, the things that we've seen in the assessment based off their assessment point system.
Okay, so once I go through the assessment, is there then also kind of ongoing support and help and making sure that I'm taking the steps that you guys are recommending that I take? Is that part of it as well? Is there ongoing support?
Absolutely. So it's more so a program that is designed specifically for the need of the individual. So, you know, one may come in, just want to get kind of fit and lose weight, you know, and they might get that result, you know, a month or two down the line. But others may need more, you know, emotional along as well as career or a combination of wellness services. So depending on the need of the individual, and that would be the planning and the outcome, down the line.
So there's an aspect of tailoring, because when it comes to health and wellness, I'm oversimplifying it, partially for comedic purposes, partially right. for truth, that you guys, every client comes in, you just need to watch your calorie intake and increase right. your physical activity. Right. You guys are really trying to go deeper and into other aspects, emotional, career, those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Right. Our vision, the WellSource vision, is aimed at individual healing. So we added the art of healing. Each person heals different. Hmm. And the things that I notice with the traditional medical practice is there's no healing aspect.
There's a patchwork.
It's just treat and underline the symptoms.
Yeah.
So the healing part is what's lacking. So most people, as I call it, they relapse. They may quit a certain program. And this reflects in all psychotherapy professions or medical professions. Like you will have people who get counseling, but they'll quit. So when you find out why, it's because, it was just, X, Y, and Z. Focusing on the past. And then taking meds.
Yeah.
So what we do is we go in with the art of healing. Mm. So we want to heal the whole person.
Vanya, you mentioned at the very beginning this has been a 20-year journey to some extent, right, to get mm-hmm. to where you guys are today.
Yes.
It sounds like some of this has come out of y'all's personal experience, some experience yes. of friends, family, people you love, that kind of stuff. So I can sense the passion and more than just passion, more than just I really want to do this. It sounds like you guys have learned a lot on your journey.
Absolutely.
Yes, a lot of self-study and then also college study and being retrained, because a lot of so say, like, for instance, a personal trainer, he has it that you'll come in and then do this set of workouts and you're, like, healthy and in shape, but he's not reflecting on what you did or didn't do, like, for the past 20 years. Yeah. And really, that's what's coming out on the surface. Hmm. And then being holistic, like, everything's connected. You have an interconnection. So just going back to Dr. Listen, with the grinding and the sleep apnea. So like in our assessments, things like that will come out, but we're not diagnosing. But I'd be like, hey, based on your assessment, you're saying you're having trouble sleeping. So then when I look at your mouth, you had these cavities. So we refer out.
Yeah.
So we're integrative as well.
If you just knew a good dentist, you'd be halfway home there.
Right.
I'm going to dumb this down a little bit, guys, and this is not for comedic purposes. This is kind of a serious question. We're talking about wellness and health and things, but it's very general, broad. Specifically, if we can unpack it a little bit, specifically, what are some of the issues and problems people come to you with? Because I think people are maybe listening to this go right now, and all they're hearing is wellness and wellness and wellness. What specifically are the issues that maybe I would be having where I would seek out someone like you for your services?
So pretty much WellSource, exists because wellness is for everyone, but everyone is not understanding the importance of wellness and how it impacts your life, and how without it, having it, leads to long-term illnesses and chronic illnesses and stress and burnout and everything else that would bring your health down. So the typical person that would come to us would be like that mid-career professional, entrepreneur who just really needs to take a break, step back, set goals, and improve their life, whether it's through their career, whether it's through their health. But, we're also open to, the millennials or, other people. But that is our niche. That is our passion. That is our love.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we start.
And I hope these don't come across as dumb questions. Or again, what would be the the line between you maybe and a psychiatrist. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I hope that's not a bad question. Or
no, I think it's fine.
It's fine. Well, you know, I have the background in counseling and social work. You know, I did that for over 20 years. But the difference between, you know, the psychiatrist or the behavioral health professional is that it's more behavioral management, where the psychiatrist or psychologist who prescribe the medications are, you know, doing just that. Right. So they diagnose, we diagnose as well, but it's more so, you know, prescribing medications, where we are more so training people to change their behavior.
And it seems to me that the way you guys have set this up, first off, anyone who's even remotely interested can start with that mini assessment, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so after they get that mini assessment, if they go, okay, I'm intrigued, I'm interested, I think I'm ready to take the next step, then you do the full-blown assessment. And yes, that would be the first time you would actually, there would be yes, something they pay for. And if they get to the end of that, then they have another choice, and they can go, this is great, this is what I've been looking for, I need your help. And they can either say, I'm going to take this and run with it, or they can say, I need your help, or you can give advice, we can help with this, or refer them out to this. So every step of the way, you guys, yes, are proving your worth, right? Is that it?
Absolutely.
Yes, the great thing about wellness is people know their problems, so they need a guide. You know, they need motivation. Mm-hmm. So we're co-facilitators.
Right.
You know, we're not the expert.
Right.
You know, most people always go to, you know, do this, do that. You know what's the problem, so let's get to it. So let's train your mindset, you know, to achieve your goals. Mm.
Vanya and Kareem Hodrick with WellSource Integrative Health Solutions here on our program. Let me ask some nuts and bolts questions. Do you guys accept insurance? How does that work?
Well, we are a partner through American Well, which is an online community of doctors, nurses, you know, behavioral professionals. So if there was concern emotionally or, you know, on that side, they could, you know, use their insurance. However, the wellness side, right, would be more self-pay.
So much like most counseling out there. Yeah. And the area, you're based in Atlanta, of course, but the areas that you serve?
All greater Atlanta, including Gwinnett, and, you know, we can meet folks online if it's too far. You know, we're very convenient. We're still engaging, still effective, whether it's in person or online.
But you do, so you do have an office people can come to?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can also serve remotely if needed?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And where is the office located for those that must say, hey, that's right, you know, near me?
Midtown, Piedmont,
I'm not looking for the exact address. You answered the question, but the Midtown Piedmont
sure,
area.
Yeah. That's centrally located. Most people can get there.
Absolutely. Well, for those that would like to look more into your services, where could they get more information?
Absolutely. The best place is to come to the website, which is www.wellsrc1.com. And also you can find us on pretty much all of the social media sites. Facebook is the company's name. The LinkedIn is, we are also on there, and yes, that's by our names. And then they can also go to Twitter, which is WellSource L, and the other one is Instagram, and that's WellSRCE.
Great. So
she knew all that.
I know.
Man, that was fantastic. No wonder you had a little bit of issue with the address. You got all this other stuff going on.
Exactly.
Man.
So you guys have been together for a while, and yes, you've been in business together for a while.
Yes.
And you're still together. Being in, yes, business together, you're still together. I think,
yes,
that's
connected.
That's an amazing
that
story right
my
there.
My partner for life.
Obviously, the wellness is paying off, and it's working.
Do you ever, yes, fly kites together? That's my question.
No.
Okay. So I think we've learned something else today.
What's that? Do we need to fly a kite?
Vanya and Kareem Hodrick with WellSource Integrative Health Solutions. Thank you guys so much for being on the
show.
Thank
you. Right,
it's a pleasure. Thank
us.
You as well.
Go fly kites.
That's what it was. Hey, I just want to remind everybody that we are so happy to have partners with us like Subaru of Gwinnett that we talked about, like Sonesta, where we broadcast from. And also I want to remind people of Proactive Payroll. If you are an entrepreneur or business owner and you are tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, well, maybe you need to look into your wellness. And maybe you also need to contact Proactive Payroll, because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business or getting your wellness in line. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031, and Tom and his team will never tell you to go fly a kite.
If you don't use Proactive Payroll, then you'll definitely need to get with Vanya and Kareem.
But even if you do, but see, if you do use them, you'll already be starting down that road to wellness, and then you can contact Vanya and Kareem, and they can help you take more steps.
Gotcha. Right. Okay, I got you. We got our plan now.
We're good.
Yeah. Want to thank our guests, Vanya and Kareem Hodrick with WellSource Integrative Health Solutions, also Ashley Lael with Benko Dental, where they have mean tools as well as the cool tools.
No, they have a museum of mean
tools. Oh, that's right. That's right. Up there in
Pittston, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's near Wilkes-Barre.
I wonder, is it Wilkes-Barre?
It's, yeah.
Scranton?
Yeah.
Dunder Mifflin?
Sorry. That's what, wait.
You were located in Scranton first?
Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what she said. All right. And Natasha Listen, Dr. Natasha Listen with Smile Creations Dental there in Suwannee. A reminder, you can listen to the show anytime you want. Go to businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and, of course, the name of the show is Gwinnett Business Radio, and you'll see all our episodes there in the archives. Any final parting words?
A lot or we of just... archive shows.
Yeah, there are. Six years' worth.
I have no parting shots except to say looking forward to the day in the park flying kites with you.
Yes, okay. I think that joke's gotten old already.
I tried to run it into the ground. Did I succeed?
You did. Yeah. Very well, Jim. Well done, you. Sir. For our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. And for Steven, we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Woo!
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! Woo!